Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We are continuing our quarterback series for the 2023 rookie class. You can check this out over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com, or you can go to SGPN Fantasy Football wherever you listen to your podcast. We appreciate you guys taking time to hang out with us. We will be here all season for all of your pre-draft process. And once we get the combine numbers and the pro day numbers, we will try to get that information to you as well. Let's get to it. Let's talk about Jaren Hall. Welcome back, everybody. This is the SGPN Fantasy Football Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, and we're presented to you, as always, by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same-game parlays to live in-game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today, bet $100 to get a $100 free bet at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET. State restrictions apply. Let's talk about Jaren Hall. I think a lot of people would be pretty upset with us if we left him off the list. I saw my man Jeremy Pope's FFH put out his big board, and somebody was rather upset with him that he did not have Jaren Hall on the list. Jaren Hall comes in at 6'1", 205 pounds. For those who don't know, he is the quarterback for the BYU Cougars. And last year, he threw 376 times, completed 248 of those. He had 3,171 yards passing, and he had 31 touchdowns to 6 interceptions. He progressed each year as he got more playing time. Last year, he had 20 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, and 2,583 yards. On the ground, he is a dual threat. He had 307 yards rushing and 3 touchdowns the year before. He had 3 touchdowns, 139 yards. That was 2021 and 2019. He did not play much in 2020. And 2022, 3 touchdowns again, 346 yards on 86 attempts. Brad, let's talk about Jaren Hall.
Yeah, so the first thing I want to talk about is, you know, when I first really got into, like, analyzing these guys and thinking about it, it wasn't just, okay, it's time to draft rookies again. I got into a conversation with a friend of mine around all these players that are really good players right now in the NFL and the correlation between the fact that a lot of them played baseball as a second sport in college. And look, Jaren Hall is a guy like that, right? He was a two-sport athlete. He played baseball for BYU, and he was the quarterback for their football team. So that's the first thing that's a very intriguing thing for me to think about is this guy is just athletic, right? That's just what he does. He's good enough to be on two, you know, Division I college sports teams. So that's a great thing to kind of take away and just go do some research at all the players that are in the NFL at the quarterback position that also played baseball. And I think you'd be pleasantly surprised at the number of elite quarterbacks that also play baseball. Now, I'm not saying Jaren Hall is going to be an elite Patrick Mahomes, Kyler Murray, you know, type of baseball athlete in the NFL. But the proof is there, right? You go and you watch his tape. Some of the pros I have for him, this dude can make every NFL throw. He can do all of them. He can do those hash throws. He can do post routes. He's got a little bit of touch. He can throw with velocity to fit it in there. He is a very good passer. I would dare, I don't want to say elite, but he is above average. He is very, very good from an arm talent perspective, and he can make all of those throws. Not to mention the fact that rolls right into my second pro, which, because he can make every throw, like we talked about earlier, Will Levis can make every throw, but he has a tendency, sometimes he just tries to force it in there, right? Just bullet pass it in there because he thinks his arm can. Jaren Hall does not have that issue. Jaren Hall knows when to use touch. He knows how to layer it. He knows how to use velocity. He knows when he can fit it in. He doesn't force those throws when he doesn't need to. Now, the level of competition he is playing at BYU allows him to do that because his good receivers are able to make a little bit of separation. I get that. So it's yet to be seen if he still has that ability or that patience to do those things when he gets to the next level. And then the third pro for me is that scrambling ability. Again, I'm using the term scrambling because he's not a rushing quarterback. He's not a guy that's going to go in. You can count on 70, 80 yards a game. But he is a guy who can maneuver the pocket. He's a guy that can get you a first down using his legs when protection breaks down. He's a guy that can keep plays alive on the outside and has the arm to make the throw to kind of couple with it. Now, the cons for me for Jaren Hall are not really from a football perspective. One of them is, and that's his progression, right? Again, level of competition. His first read was open a lot at BYU. You didn't see him need to go through that progression all the time. When he did, sometimes he looked good. Sometimes he rolled out of the pocket and ran, right? So it's hard to kind of make that judgment. But right now, I'm not okay saying that this dude can read defenses and progress through his reads. That's the first one. That's the big one. The second one are going to be injuries, right? This is a guy who in 2019 had a couple concussions. He had a knee injury, I think, in 2020. That ended his season. You see on the screen here, if you're watching on YouTube, no stats for 2020. He had a season-ending injury, ended up not playing. 2021, he had a rib injury, I think it was. This year, he had an ankle injury that caused him to miss a couple games. So he's always got something, right? And that worries me a little bit because when you're looking at the fact that this dude is kind of injury-prone and you couple that with his size, right? Dave said it, 6'1", 205 pounds. He's not a big guy at the quarterback position. He's just going to get punished. I worry about that injury issue, you know, at the next level. And then the third one is going to be his age. Look, this guy is a five-year player. He's going on age 25. I think he may already be 25 now, if I'm not mistaken. That is pretty old from just a draft prospect in general. Now, I'm not super worried about it because it's the quarterback position. They just have a longer career in general. But he is significantly older by college standards. Now, all the things I talked about, he can make the throws. He's got velocity and touch. He can scramble but not run. Baker Mayfield is my player comp here. Now, I don't expect him to get similar draft capital as Baker Mayfield. But when Baker Mayfield was coming out, it was all about, hey, this guy's undersized, but he can make every throw, and he can throw the ball hard, and he can read the field. He's got legs on him. He can scramble. That's very much what I see in Jaren Hall. Very similar size, very similar skill set. I hope, you know, I'm a Baker Mayfield guy. I was a Cleveland fan. I hope his career is on a better trajectory than what Baker's is now that he got shipped out from Cleveland. But I don't know, right? When you think about it, he's most likely going to be that late day two, early day three draft capital, if not late day three draft capital. And that's going to be hard for him to fall into some opportunity. So I don't expect him to even have the production that Baker had the first few years of his career. But from a skill set perspective, I do think he is very similar to Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, he's 24. He'll be 25 in March. So when he's drafted, he will be 25 years old. And you see that with some of the injuries. I like what you mentioned about the baseball. You know, I listened to Move the Sticks, and they talked about how the baseball player, you know, football used to be catchers and first basemen. Now they're all middle fielders. And so you got these smaller quarterbacks with these elastic arms, and you're able to see them get out of the pocket and make plays because they can throw at all these different arm angles, and it's natural for them because they've been doing it. They also have quick hands, and you know, they still have the power you're looking for as far as a quarterback, going back to Patrick Mahomes and Kyler Murray and some of these other, you know, other, you know, players. With Jaren Hall, you know, you like to see that he's got a you know, somewhat of a dual threat ability. Not that he's going to be lighting the world on fire with his rushing, but he can do that. The added con for him is going to be the fact that he comes from BYU. And so when you come from BYU, something that, you know, scouts will see is the level of competition that he's playing against. Zach Wilson did not play against a top 300 defender. And there was not, and as far as like all players, none of the defenders were in the top 300. And we see that he struggles in the NFL playing against higher level of competition. And Jaren Hall is going to have to deal with that as well as some of the other BYU quarterbacks that have recently played, because people do helmet scout. The stature, the size, the injuries, of course, are cons. But going back to the pros, you like to see somebody that can make all these throws. And he's someone that if you watch your YouTube highlights, you can easily fall in love with this guy. If he's drafted higher, if he gets day two draft capital, I'll be more interested in him. But really, unless this guy finds his way into round one somehow in my fantasy football drafts, I'm probably going to be out.
Yep. Yep. I agree. And this series is brought to you by WynnBET. WynnBET is the official online sportsbook of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. WynnBET is active in a bunch of states, and there are tons of ways to win, including live betting and same-game parlays. The NFL playoffs are here, and they are running great promos, odds, and payouts that are happening right now at WynnBET. So if you're ready to play, sign up today and receive our special offer of bet $100, get $100. That is limited to state availability. And of course, if you hit the biggest long shot parlay of the week, you'll also get $1,000 free credit. There are so many things to choose from. All you have to do is head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET so they know we sent you. Again, that's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET. Offer is subject to change. Terms and conditions at WynnBET.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.